This is Morning Edition on NHPR. We continue now with our series, The First Decade. Look at how disparities in early childhood shape a child's chances for success later in life. It makes sense that students who eat a healthy breakfast are more likely to perform better at school. And while data shows that across the country, more students than ever are benefiting from school breakfast programs, the Granite State continues to lag in that area. A report earlier this year found New Hampshire ranks second to last in participation in the National School Breakfast Program among low-income students. Tom Tanner is director of dining services for the Rochester School District. He joins us now to talk about the issue of school breakfast. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rick.
The data shows there's clearly a statewide struggle to get students, particularly those from low-income families, to take part in the school breakfast program. What are some of the challenges for schools here?
Well, some of the challenges are kids getting to school, short amount of time in the morning. The buses come in, they start coming in at 8 o'clock, and they have to be in the classroom by 8:25, so it's a limited time.
In Rochester, you're able to offer free breakfast at all 8 elementary schools to all students, regardless of income. How does the program work?
The superintendent felt that we had a great need in here in Rochester for that kind of program. The data shows that kids that participate in breakfast do better in school, better attendance, less disciplinary issues. So it's reimbursement through the federal program, the USDA. We have to meet requirements, what we're serving. We get audited every 3 years to make sure we're meeting those requirements.
Does the fact that it's offered to everyone remove some of the stigma that's associated with receiving free meals at school?
Yeah, I think it does. Everybody's on the same level playing field.
Are you able to track participation in the school breakfast program among your low-income students?
We did fine. We started in the class breakfast program in East Rochester due to construction things going on there, something we've always wanted to try here. And it has increased the participation, even in the free and reduced students, by 20%. And it's 30% higher than the other elementary schools in the district. Breakfast in the classroom is a big help. It takes away that time constraint. So it's something we're looking to try to move forward with.
Of course, it's important that these breakfasts are healthy as well. What does a typical school breakfast look like for these students?
Typically, we have pancakes, fruit, milk, or juice every morning. We also offer cereal with a cheese stick, fruit, milk. Everything includes fruit and milk. So there's a wide variety. We have a four-week cycle that the students seem to like, so they have a lot of choices.
You know, we're a month away from summer, and when school is out, are there programs in the district or the Rochester community to ensure that low-income students are still able to get some assistance?
Yes, we are fortunate to have the Stratford County Community Action Partners offer free breakfast and lunch to all students up to the age of 18 during the summer months here at the high school and other locations throughout the city. So they've stepped up and helped us out with that.
Tom Tanner is Director of Dining Services for the Rochester School District. Tom, thank you so much for the time.
You're welcome, Rick. Thank you.